Well, as I have been thinking about this morning and thinking about this week, it came to me that the world is in rather difficult circumstances. There are troubles in the Middle East. There's troubles in Israel. There's war in Gaza. People are fighting. People are shooting rockets at each other. They're bombing each other. They're killing each other. What a world we have. You know, when we think of the three wise men taking 2 weeks to get to Bethlehem from their various countries, their various places, their various palaces. We think how difficult a journey it might have been, what a struggle it might have been. You see, they represent us, as Phil said. They represent us. One from Africa, one from Asia, one from Europe. Three kings, three rulers. Three wise men seeing a portent, an omen, a star. Heavenly events reflecting earthly events. And so they came. What would happen if they came today? What would happen if three princes, three kings, three wise men from three different countries, from three different races, came to Jerusalem today to celebrate the birth of the King of Israel, the Son of God? Well, I can imagine how the story would unfold. The one from Africa came through Egypt and crossed the Suez Canal and came up through Sinai and crossed into Israel at Gaza and was caught in the crossfire. He was arrested. He was jailed. He was carrying gold, the gold of the ancient lands of Sheba, the gold of Africa, for a king of the world. He was jailed for not paying customs. He was jailed for currency violations because he didn't change his gold into the proper currency, and so he sat in the jail cell. And another king came from Europe, and he carried frankincense, and when his plane landed, he was arrested immediately as soon as the plane touched down because he was suspected of smuggling drugs. Something smelled funny in his luggage. And they put him in the same cell. And so he met the king from Africa. And they shared their stories. Two men who had seen a star. And a third man came from the Himalayas, from Asia, across the mountains, came through the Middle East. His visa said he had landed in Afghanistan, and so they detained him because he was carrying some kind of foreign, sticky, smelly substance that they weren't quite sure what it was, but they were afraid that he might be practicing medicine without a license. And so he, too, was placed in the cell. Three wise men carrying three gifts for a king, sharing their stories. Where would they be today? Do you think that they would be able to find their way to Bethlehem? Do you think that they would have been given directions by the government as to where the new king might be born? Would Ehud Olmert be concerned about his political future if there were a new king born in Israel? I think he might be. I think we human beings might be scared if there were to be a new Messiah. We might be thrilled, but we might be worried. We might not know what would happen to the world. We might be afraid of conflicts and contention and heresy and who knows what all might happen if there were a new Messiah. A new king. A new leader. But you see, those gifts represented three things. They represented the gold that was the property of the kings, the riches of the world. They represented the incense that carried the prayers up to God, Jesus, Son of God. And they carried the myrrh, which was used to embalm those after death whose life goes on even beyond the grave. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Three kings, three wise men, three men of three different races, all on the same mission from different places to the same place. We are all different. We all have different gifts to give, but we all reach out to the same King, to the same God, to the same promise, that promise of life eternal, that promise of a better life on this world, that promise of an eternal presence of God in our life, that promise of forgiveness, that promise of sacrifice made in our name. Jesus represents the King over all kings, the ruler over all rulers and governments, the one who is above all the worldly authorities. He also represents the Son of God, the Lord of Lords, the one who is the perfect prophet, the one who speaks not just in God's name, but with God's words and with God's tongue and with God's mouth. Son of God, the heir to the throne of God. But not only that, but who embodies the sacrifice, the one who will die in our place, the one who will give His life that we might have life, the one that will give His body into the care of the executioner that we might not have to suffer and die. God of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lamb of God, sacrifice, all these things in one person. And so we recognize the coming of the three wise men from three parts of the world to recognize that perfect event in a very imperfect world. We're not perfect. We're human. We were singing hymns this morning, and see if I can remember how it went. One of the hymns said, "Then as now." And I thought, "Now and then" might be more like it. We wish to be powerful. We wish to be holy. We wish to be righteous, aligned with Him. And sometimes we do wonderful, amazing, miraculous things, and sometimes we are very human. But we continue to be His people because He has promised us that no matter how fallible we might be, no matter how frail we might be, no matter how poor of spirit we might be, He'd be there for us. He'd fill our lives if we would just open them to His Son, who gives us all things. Amen.